So, Stuart, a win today, but I suppose it's not really the result, is it? It's what you get out of this. What did you get out of this today?
Fitness levels in very hot conditions on a very sticky pitch. Frustrating at times when you're playing these conditions, you want the ball to zip about a little bit. Mm. But the pleasing thing is that we got a clean sheet. We looked solid. We could have scored more goals. But we haven't picked up any injuries. We've picked up a couple of injuries this week up in training, which has been a little bit frustrating, as you saw with the defenders. I think end up with Kieran Lee as centre half there at the end.
You seem a bit agitated at times. Is that just because you want to get the absolute maximum out of these games?
Well, I just sometimes it can come a little bit easy at times, and you've just got to think, well, hang on a minute, they'll take an extra touch. Mm. I'm a great believer that, again, in these conditions, the quicker you move the ball, things open for us. Maybe I just see things a little bit quicker than some of the lads do on the pitch. But it's them that are out there that have got to produce. Our finishing could have been a little bit better, if I'm perfectly honest. I just felt we could have maybe finished and enjoyed the game a little bit more. Would it be 3-0 or 4-5-0 win for us? But like I say, the pleasing thing is the boys got the minutes in.
And you are creating chances, and it was a pretty special second goal, wasn't it?
Well, we know Chris can do that. And Chris has got, I encourage anybody that if somebody gives you a shooting opportunity, take it. Free pot at the goal, and he took it, and it was a great strike. We know he's got that in his locker, but the challenge is, again, like, he's got to do it week in, week out.
Sam Hutchinson played in defence today. He's very versatile for you, but he never stopped talking in that match, did he? Is that another thing that he brings, this, is that it, you know, his vocal presence on the field?
Well, he's got leadership qualities. His quality on the ball is fantastic. His reading of the game. And that's why I want him at the football club. He can play centre midfield, he can play right back. I've got a couple of players that can do that. But one thing I do know with Sam is he's a top player, and he'll be a fantastic signing for Sheffield Wednesday.
Semedo signed up again, and I think he had the armband in the first half. In terms of a captain, have you got a captain at this club yet? Is it something you're going to leave open? Because, of course, you're going to do more business in this summer.
Yeah, I've got more business to do at the moment. It was just a case of putting it on Semi. I knew Semi was going to probably be on the pitch for about 75 minutes. So rather than messing about, I just said, look, Semi, take the team out. But again, Semi showing his qualities today. It doesn't matter if it's a friendly against York City or whoever we're playing. He's 100% committed. Some of the tackles he put in today were fantastic.
Trialist number 8, what can you tell us about him?
He's been in with us 2 weeks, trained, centre forward, lad who's been out in America, came through with one of the contacts. And it was the first time, really, we've seen him we've seen him training on the training ground, because really we've been running, it's been small-sided, the balls have been out, suddenly we've opened the pitch, and suddenly now he's got up against defenders that are competing against him. I thought he did okay. Maybe should have got a couple of goals in the first half. He'll be disappointed with his finishing, but it just gives an opportunity to have a look, and there might be one or two coming in for us just to have a look as well.
You can probably hear the fans outside. There's an awful lot of them here today. It just feels like there's a bit of momentum around this place with the takeover, with the signings you've made this week. Do you sort of feel that as well?
Well, all I can do is compliment the supporters to come to York today. I think we had over 2,000. Fantastic turnout, the noise they make. And I think that, perfectly honest, I think they'll support a team that give 100% commitment, whether it be playing York City in a pre-season game or playing Brighton, and that's all I ask of my players is to give the effort and the commitment, and the fans will back you. And like I say, it's very, very grateful that they've made the effort to come here today.
You've managed to keep Kirkland and Semedo. Are you going to keep Glenn Lubens?
Hopefully we'll have an announcement regarding Glenn. We certainly do need central defenders. But the pleasing thing is Joe Mattock's filled in there today. He's looked comfortable there. And same with Sam. So I would imagine sometimes in any game situation, if we do get knocks or injuries, and at least I've seen with my own eyes, they can fill in there for him.
And the announcement on Glenn is imminent, is it?
Yes, hope so. Hopefully it'll be the next 24 hours.
And in terms of other business, what do you think you need? You've been able to do a bit this week. It's been a good week for you, hasn't it? And you've got bodies in there, but what else do you sort of, apart from the striker, what else do you think you need?
Well, we need a striker, and then we also need, I think probably, hopefully we'll get Glenn in, and then we need another centre-half, quality centre-half that's going to... Maybe just give a bit more experience, a bit more leadership qualities as well, because we've got a lot of young players out there, so they just need maybe a talker, an organiser as well.
Are you interested in Keith Andrews and Andy Johnson?
You know, I'm going to back that out. I'm not going to comment on any speculation whatsoever.
Your silence speaks volumes.
It does. It does do. Yeah, yeah. No, at the end of the day, I worked with Andy Johnson before at Crystal Palace. He's a fantastic player. And the same with Keith. I worked with Keith at Wolves. But at this moment, there's nothing to be done with him.
Mikel Antonio, we've seen he sort of came on and immediately he's bombed down that left-hand side and he's shown what he's capable of. He's also missed a pretty decent chance. That is still the one area of his game that he can improve, isn't it? Because everything else is pretty good.
Yeah, again, I've had meetings individually with the players and I have high expectations. They have high expectations of themselves. But what we've got to have is be more consistent. And many a time, and Mikel knows that. Mikel wants to do well for the football club. But when he's in full flow, power and pace that he's got. But it's just that little bit of concentration he needs in front of goal.
Do you still want more competition out wide, or do you think you've got what you need?
No. Again, I look at Jack McGormer today. He's a different type of player. As Jack McGormer, he can drift inside. He can move people from a standing position. He can create half a yard, get his shot off. I like I said before, I'm very pleased that I've got two fantastic goalkeepers. I need two fullbacks, both right side, left side. I just need that competition, and competition's healthy, because I think we've got seven games in the first month. So, and we, you know, we play Brighton and suddenly got Notts County, and then we've got Derby in the first week.
There's a few players not here today, or were here but weren't playing. Westwood, Ziyata, Buxton, what's the news on them?
Well, unfortunately, we've had a bit of a bad week with Lewis and with Ziyata. Lewis just tweaked his knee in a tackle with Paul Corrie in training the other day, just opened his knee up a little bit. So I think it's a slight niggle to the medial ligament. So I think, and the class is a grade two, I think, the medical terms. So I think Lewis will be a couple of weeks. And Ziyata, because we've been pushing the lads, his just ankle's just flared a little bit, so we just had to take him. He's just not ready for the game, and he's had an injection in his ankle. So fingers crossed, we'll probably have Ziyata next week for Bury. And Westwood, we just felt it was a little bit early for him to play as well.
Liam Palmer, just to finish, will get a chance then early in this pre-season to almost make that position his own, won't he?
Well, again, Liam will cause me problems, because he can fill in like Sam in various positions. Credit to the boy, he's not in his sleep, and his wife, his partner gave birth late last night, so we've dragged him here and played him 45 minutes, and I think he's shot back off to the hospital to see him. But no, at the end of the day, like I said before in the past, is that my problem is keeping 20 or 21 players happy. But if you've got the shirt, make sure you keep the shirt, and make sure you don't give me any reason to take you out of the team.